actually provide COVID-related relief. That bill now goes to the full House. President Biden has used a speech, a moment of silence, and a candlelighting ceremony to memorialize the 500,000 American lives claimed by COVID-19. Meanwhile, the number of new coronavirus cases continues to fall. 56,000 new infections reported yesterday in the U.S. The U.S. Capitol riot, the subject of a congressional hearing to be getting underway shortly. Lawmakers trying to determine who knew what and when they knew it. More details at srnnews.com.
The far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress. But Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights. Precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift. Or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
People have been smiling a lot more. I mean, the weather got pretty nice on Saturday, much nicer on Sunday. Yesterday we had 70 degrees. Today we're looking for 72. Let me remind you, one week ago today, last Tuesday morning, wind chill factor was 9. So this has been a nice turnaround. Some parts of Texas are going to see 80-plus degrees today.
Wow.
After, you know, where they've been, the road they've been on. Sunshine today with a high temperature in the lower 70s. Clear night is cool tonight, overnight low 40. Tomorrow the warm-up continues. I think we're headed for the mid-70s, more sunshine. Spring-like warmth continues. We'll be near 70 on Thursday at least. Clouds increasing during the day. We're dry during the day Thursday. Maybe a few scattered showers from time to time. Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It doesn't mean it's going to rain all the time. And over the weekend, highs will be in the 70s. Right now, this morning, we took a big jump in the temperature department during the last hour. We're up to 51 degrees now at 9:04. So, yeah, people are a lot happier.
I felt it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know.
You felt it, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People were out at the park in droves yesterday, weren't they, Chase? Weren't they, Chase?
Yeah, I was able to drive top down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it helped.
Well, you
think that'd get old? It doesn't.
Guess what? You'll be doing it again today.
Nice.
Awesome. I almost did this morning.
No.
A little chilly.
Keep
the windows
in the morning.
Up. Turn the heat on. It's great.
Well, yeah. Sure.
That's what,
all out the top.
Some of these older guys.
I do it all the time, man. You know, I do it all the time.
With the top down.
Top down, windows up. I know. I look like a schmuck, but I don't care.
But you don't wear white socks, though, right?
Sometimes, but yeah. Unless I'm going to the beach, then I wear black socks with
actually,
the
the electric switch to roll the window down on the passenger side. Broke, like it's stuck.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I just got to get a replacement for it. And you knowing me, that'll be like a few months, even though it's a simple part. But because, okay, I can't do that side. That window is permanent. Luckily, it got stuck up.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't even mess with it.
I had convertibles for 14 years, three different cars. But then there was a car before that with a T-top. That was the 300ZX. But that you had to stop.
Take the glasses out and stuff.
Literally stop and take the tops off. And then if it started, you know, if it's going to start to rain or something, you have to stop again and put the T-top, you know, that was not cool.
Yeah, luckily with mine, it's a real quick motion. You do have to get pliable, though. You, like, do this.
Yeah, you can't do it while it's
Rich,
moving.
I'll admit, after buying my wife's car, it has the automatic top, but I have been one of those schmucks that had to pull over in the rain and push the button to make the top come up.
Is that right?
Yeah, because it won't come up while you're driving. And, Alabama, you just hit these storms.
But actually, I don't think you want to do it when you're driving because the wind could catch it and boom.
Tear it off.
Have you ever tried to replace the, you know what that costs?
Yeah, I could imagine.
Especially the automatic.
Yeah.
It's yeah, it's very.
Well, the clip for the day is this reaction.
Okay.
It's just, it's cool. It's
so cool.
Really neat. Overwhelming, if you will. I can't remember what I was going to go and say next.
Have you ever been that satisfied where you're just like, well, I'm tongue-tied. That's so neat. That's so.
Who does that? Where does that come from?
Oh, it's good. Well, it comes from reacting to this. You got to listen carefully, though.
Okay. All right. Oh, Mars. That's Mars. If I've ever been to Mars, and I have.
Is that Mars wind right there?
That's Mars. Yeah. That's Mars. Right.
We're going to get into that. It's so cool.
Familiar.
Yeah, we're going to continue doing a Perseverance Mars rover update on the show, I've decided.
By the way, Mars is going to be a lot colder today.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
But I was watching some of the live feed or whatever.
Yeah.
The photos come back last night. I'm like, okay, we're going to have to do constant updates because we're going to get into this in the show, but it's part like amazing.
Yeah.
Yep. Look at what human beings can do. And it's also part like, man, like, who knew the wind on Mars sounded that way?
Right.
I was laughing.
I'm intrigued that we're going to have something that scoops up Mars and takes it back home.
But isn't there another drone that doesn't belong to us on Mars?
Oh, there's one the...
Okay, can't we hunt it down and kill it?
Are you trying to start a war with China?
Just having robot wars on Mars.
Yeah, China, the UAE have some of
Well, can you imagine if you're a resident of Mars and you're seeing the robots landing, you know, from another world? All right, this is where I take my leave.
Well, goodbye, sir.
Have a good one, buddy.
My other open question of the day, do you think, you know... The missing State of the Union. I swore I read an AP report.
I just looked that up. It's a to be determined, right?
Yeah, it's now TBD. But I swear I looked at it over the weekend, and it was AP saying it was
about a week
Tuesday
ago.
The
we
23rd.
Talked about it, and I looked it up, and it had that date. And I was like, "Hey, Joey, this is this is going to happen."
And now it's like, "Oh, it's not happening."
Somebody told Joe, and he's like, "Oh hell, I'm not doing that."
You think Joe is? You know, if he is going senile, I'm not saying he is, but if he is, have you ever known somebody who's going senile who just leans into it?
Yeah, but not on purpose.
No, but like on purpose.
Yeah, with Joe, I mean,
maybe he's just doing that just to troll people. Like,
monsters do that when they get busted.
I mean, he's been living with a doctor for years, so you got to worry about his state of mind.
Kind of makes me worry about his doctor.
I mean, she's the most important doctor in the country
right now. Apparently, yes. And the best first lady we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're just gushing over her.
Watch out when the first gentleman gets in there, though. Doug. He's going to...
First dude.
If you want the job to get done when it comes to first ladies, you need to have a man to do it.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Air Force has identified the student pilot killed in last week's deadly plane crash in Montgomery as 25-year-old Renshi Yusaki. Air Force officials say it will likely be 30 to 60 days before we know what caused the crash Friday night near the Montgomery Regional Airport. Alabama State University is partnering with Montgomery Public Schools to help get MPS employees vaccinated. Starting Thursday, ASU health professionals will administer 800 coronavirus vaccine doses to MPS employees. And Selma police are investigating the city's second murder of the year. Police say 38-year-old William Smith of Orville was shot and killed early Sunday morning. The shooting happened near the intersection of King Street and McLeod Avenue. Right now, no arrests have been made. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today. 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction
underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they've forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
DQ presents How to Find Meal Fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie-style chicken bites from DQ. Then feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy, 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now a DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. In studio with me, Eddie Bader, man of the phones. Until about 10:30, you got some business to take care of.
Yeah, we got some closing, man.
Good for you, good for you.
Making and some money.
You can't talk about that great thing going on in your life yet?
We're on a countdown.
I'm looking forward to it. Folks, this is like, we're not taking you for a ride.
Oh, no, not at all.
Pulling your leg. This is incredible news in Eddie's life.
Life-changing news.
Very happy for you. And I look forward to being able to talk about it publicly. We've talked off-air, but can't wait to be able to talk about that, because I think it's an issue a lot of folks will appreciate and can understand from different angles. So,
certainly.
Look forward to that. Like we were saying, the missing State of the Union, I'm prone to being an idiot, so it could just be on me, but I swear I saw it was scheduled for today.
We did. We talked about it about a week or so ago. I looked it up on the same website that I looked it up today, but today the date has been changed to be determined.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, with security concerns in Washington, D.C. Let's put all of us in one place.
It's
Merrick Garland, by the way, the nominee to be the next Attorney General. He was saying this is a more dangerous time than after Oklahoma City and the bombing there. And he actually helped prosecute Timothy McVeigh and those involved. Garland did.
That's an interesting thought.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with him on that.
See, I was... That happened in 94. I was 6 years old when Oklahoma City happened.
As far as me, I was older than that, of course. But Oklahoma City was the first time that I remember that an American turned on an American and right. doing what they did. And that was a really sad day for me because after being a military brat, we saw that kind of stuff all over the world. But it was the first time we really saw it here hit home. And then I knew, you know, you're on a whole nother page now.
Well, and it's difficult in these times to separate the sort of fever-pitched rhetoric from the actual reality of threat, because it seems very convenient. I knew this would happen to a degree after what happened on January 6th, mm-hmm. but to see how a lot of folks are doubling down on, for instance, there was a letter put out by a member of Congress saying that AT&T, because they own a few of these streaming, like, news channels, streaming services. Like, you have a free smart TV, they have a free service.
Yeah.
Like Pluto TV, for instance, or DirecTV. I mean, of course, you paid for all these different services where you get cable network, so to speak, even though it might be satellite or the internet these days. They're putting out a letter to AT&T saying, you know, not all news organizations are alike. And we need you to crack down. Now, the First Amendment does say Congress shall make no law. No law. Well, what's the end run around that? Abridging the freedom of speech, the freedom of the press. The basic concept of the First Amendment is freedom of conscience. That's why you can't establish a religion.
Right.
And behind Mr. Jefferson's wall of separation between church and state, because the Baptists were worried about the Congregationalists back then, and that's how it always is. One religion's worried about imposing it on the other. So that's why you have freedom of religion. You don't establish one. Behind that wall of separation, religion has flourished in this country. Though I worry that that religion has now flourished into what is a political religion, a civic religion. I mean, if these progressives keep going on the way they are, I think they're violating the Establishment Clause, because it sounds like religion to me, but what do I know? But if you can't really completely get around the First Amendment, saying that Congress shall make no law abridging, say, the freedom of the press, if you're in Congress, how would you try to shut down certain cable networks? Well, we saw it with big tech.
Yes.
When Parler was said to have been the place where, I guess, America's white supremacists, you know, coordinate to take action, even though that's like the dumbest way to do anything.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't make sense on the face of it. But this is how they're going to go about it. They're going to pressure AT&T, threaten AT&T, whether it's members of Congress, whether it is those in the legacy corporate press.
Well, you know, their licensing division. They'll just start messing
right.
with it.
And so they'll get AT&T to do the censorship for them. Pull these news organizations, like Newsmax. Pull One America News Network. Oh. And it is just, it's a troubling time in this regard.
So, Joey, do we know, when you're saying this, you don't have individuals. You know, it's people who are going to call AT&T. Who are these people? Are they Congress?
Yeah. That literally, there was a letter sent by a member of Congress.
Mm-hmm. So, is it not the duty of ourselves as citizens to reach out to this congressman and remind him that he is no longer following the Constitution? And that maybe, perhaps, he should retire himself?
This was Anna...
I'm sorry.
Eshoo.
She.
And Jerry McInerney.
They're traitors. Why can't we call them out for what they are?
Here's what they had to say. They wrote to, I believe, the CEO of AT&T, Mr. John T. Stanky.
Stanky?
Mr. Stanky.
Howdy.
They say, "Dear Mr. Stanky, howdy-ho. Our country's public discourse is plagued by misinformation, disinformation, conspiracy theories, and lies. These phenomena undergird the radicalization of seditious individuals who committed acts of insurrection on January the 6th, and it contributes to a growing distrust of public health measures necessary to crush the pandemic. You know what? No.
Wait.
No, who's leading to distrust of public health measures? You people. You people in public health. At the global international level, at the national level. It's not as bad locally, though Alabama has been very ill-equipped. But I give people locally, you know them. You're not as hard on them. You want them to do well. To a degree. Sometimes they deserve it. But is the approach of the public health authorities and statements like Dr. Fauci of saying, well, even after you get vaccinated, you probably still need to wear a mask.
No!
This after coming from the mouth of the guy said, masks don't do anything. Well, I lied. Because I wanted to look out for the public health officials with the PPE. Which is not the same as the PPP.
So again, once they lie, why are we still having them there?
But no, it is not the authorities themselves. And by the way, are you surprised? We're still in Afghanistan, by the way. And that just came out today that Afghanistan, they're not going to leave by May the 1st. It's probably going to be like the State of the Union to be determined.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's
leaving Afghanistan. Yeah?
Yeah.
Like opium?
There's opium. There's
no, I said opium.
Oh.
Like, you just got to hope. And well, one day we will unseat the Taliban.
There's also some chemicals that we use to make batteries there. Like Elon Musk
like
type
batteries. Lithium?
Yeah.
Oh, I need some of that in my eggs this morning. But these Congress people decided that these phenomena undergird the radicalization of seditious individuals who committed acts of insurrection on January the 6th. Yes, yes, yes. And it contributes to a growing distrust of public health measures necessary to crush the pandemic. We are concerned about the role AT&T plays in disseminating misinformation to millions of its U-verse, DirecTV, and AT&T TV subscribers. And we write to you today to request additional information. That's all we want, information, about what actions AT&T is taking to address these issues. Nearly half of Americans get their news primarily from TV. Well, that's the problem, ain't it? However, not all TV news sources are the same. Some purported news outlets have long been misinformation rumor mills and conspiracy theory hotbeds that produce content that leads to real harm. Misinformation on TV has led to our current polluted information environment that radicalizes individuals to commit seditious acts and rejects public health's best practices, among other issues in our public discourse. So who are they talking about? Well, experts. Who are these experts? Have noted that right-wing media ecosystem, it's much more susceptible to disinformation, lies, and half-truths. Right-wing media outlets like Newsmax, One American News Network, and Fox News all aired misinformation about the November 2020 elections. So let's pressure AT&T, who, by the way, is working hand-in-hand with the intelligence community, spying on Americans. So there's some leverage there for the administrative state, let alone these sad members of Congress. But this is only going to heat up. They also sent a letter to the CEO, not just Mr. Stanky of AT&T, but also the CEO and chairman of Verizon, Mr. Hans Vestberg, saying essentially the same thing. They also sent one to Mr. Wood. So we have Stanky and Wood, but this is Mr. Anthony Wood, CEO, chairman, and founder of Roku. Y'all use the Roku streaming service? It's great, isn't it? Well, Mr. Wood, you can't allow people to watch what they want to watch and believe what they want to believe. We're only allowed to spread propaganda that leads to, you know, the deaths of thousands and the displacement of millions. But there are no consequences for that, right? Right? They also sent a letter to Mr. Jeff Bezos. You know who he is. So they essentially sent it to all the CEOs, Tim Cook of Apple, of Comcast, Charter. Oh, hey, Charter. How's it going, Charter? Gotta love that Spectrum service. Dish Network, essentially, you get the point, folks. They sent the same form letter of you need to kick off these right-wing news outlets from your service. Or, you know, we just want information. That's all we want. We just want information. And if you give us this information, we'll make you a made man. You'll be untouchable until the next time we need to get more information. Right?
Do me a favor. I do you a favor. Now you owe me.
This can't stand. This can't stand. You're not behaving like folks that want to unify the country or turn the temperature down. You're behaving like the corrupt ruling class we know you to be. You're behaving like an imperial power, not abroad, but here at home. The First Amendment means anything. It means the freedom to read, to write, to speak as we wish, the freedom of conscience. And so much of what you do is directly misinformation and disinformation. So much of what you do. You're the same government who said, yeah, the food pyramid. Stuff your face full of sugar and bread.
That's good stuff, Joey.
You're the same government that spied on every civil rights leader in our history. You're the same government that has lied I don't know how many times to get us into wars that actually, you know, killed thousands of people and displaced millions, like I mentioned earlier. You're the government that can't get your story straight when it comes to infectious diseases. You're the government that essentially says every problem under the sun can be solved by giving up more of your money and more of your liberties to us, the government, who control this violent monopoly. And as the cherry on top, you're the government under that wonderful President FDR who killed thousands and thousands of pigs. So that's my question to AOC. How many pigs are you going to kill with the Green New Deal? How many crops are you going to destroy in the name of keeping prices high? How much destruction will you bring about in order to bring about your wonderful, unified country? While our supposed president is asleep at the wheel. It's ridiculous. Before this break, though, the Supreme Court decided not to hear the case that Congressman Mike Kelly put forward in Pennsylvania, saying if the Pennsylvania Commonwealth changed their election laws against the Pennsylvania Constitution, they didn't use the right process. And the Supreme Court said, nah, we're not going to hear the case. But Clarence Thomas couldn't be quiet. Clarence Thomas wrote a very short dissent about the decision not to hear this case. Quote, one wonders what this court waits for. We failed to settle this dispute before the election and thus provide clear rules. Now we again failed to provide clear rules for future elections. The decision to leave election law hidden beneath a shroud of doubt is baffling. By doing nothing, we invite further confusion and erosion of voter confidence. Our fellow citizens deserve better and expect more of us. I respectfully dissent. That was Clarence Thomas, and he's absolutely right.
Yes, he is.
By the way, in this month of all months, he should be hailed as a great American. But I guess he's not the right type of person, right? Disgusting religion has taken over this country. And the First Amendment should ban them from ever having control over this government again. Nothing in our lives is safe from the cult of collectivism. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Your news.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
When you see a yellow spot inside your house on the roof, you have big problems, folks. Right now, C&G Roofing is offering something special for the month of February only, $250 off credit. That's right. You can credit it to your deductible, or you can upscale your shingles if you'd like. C&G Roofing. Listen, things get slow during February. They're wanting to say thank you for the many, many years you've used them. Call them today, C&G Roofing, 313-3958.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Airnow Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Bo Goodson has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because he's been helping folks buy their home, sell their home, manage that rental investment property for over 40-plus years. 40 years of experience, 4 decades-plus of experience allows Bo to assemble a great team. He's learned from the good, the bad, the ugly. And really where that experience comes into play is at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. So many folks have taken the real estate school classes there at the Goodson Group, gone on to get their real estate license and be very successful here in the River Region real estate market. That's why, even if you're not going for your license, when you sign up for the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, you'll have a very interactive experience, a lot of Q&A, a lot of real-life scenarios. And that way, it's not just paint-by-number, turn to this textbook. It's actually an engaging course. And even if you're not going for that license, you can be a more knowledgeable player here in the River Region real estate market. Right now, the market is hot, hot, hot. So if you're looking to buy a home, sell your home, or have that property managed, you can go no place better than the Goodson Group. Bo Goodson, 551-0225, 551-0225, or go to thegoodsongroup.com. Thank you to Bo and the entire team there at the Goodson Group, being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. House set to vote on $1.9 trillion relief bill this week. Happy day.
How much is that going to cost?
$1.9 trillion?
How much is it going to cost Joey? Might as well be $1.9 trillion.
Yeah, well, and they're going to buy us off by throwing $1,400 at us, right?
Some of us.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of poison pills will be in there? What sort of new strings will they attach in order to control more and more? You know, when you sit back and think about it, I just saw a Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary.
What was she yelling about?
Oh, the Bitcoin's now inefficient.
All I know is every time she talks, the value of Bitcoin goes up.
Or it went down today.
Joey, the hell you say?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be looking on that in just a second.
Yeah, down 10%.
10%?
Because, well, it's not inefficiency or it's used for money laundering. Okay, yeah.
Oh.
It's because it's a threat to your power. Why is it the teachers' unions and so many folks don't like school choice or homeschooling? Because it's a threat to their power and control. Why is it that if you actually, you know, go build your own social media platform, oh, you're now responsible for every possible violent occurrence in the country because it's a threat to their power and control? Whether it's in media, in education, in money and banking. I mean, what aspect of life does the government, the federal government in particular, not have control over? We can see it, pockmarks and all. And I don't want people to storm any capital. No need for violence here. But I would like to give a lot of folks a pink slip. And we might even hook you up with a nice severance package. Or if you're old enough, like a lot of you are, hey, you got a nice retirement plan, we won't take that from you. But a lot of your jobs are obsolete. Or should be made so. But no, we'll just spend more and more money and steal more and more from the American people. Steal much more than money. 272-9228, 272-9228. I don't know where Jack is today. I guess he's sleeping. But Jack time is allowed. Of course, as we mentioned earlier, Merrick Garland continues to go through the hearing process in the Senate. He will probably be approved, promising not to touch John Durham, his special counsel looking to the origins of the Russia probe, also saying he will not have anybody with a conflict of interest looking into anything like the Hunter Biden investigation.
Okay,
Merrick. But if you want a little bit of hope, if you want to think about something off planet, so to speak, you can think about this Mars rover. You know, I went back and watched the perspective of the NASA control room as they were doing the landing of the rover on the red planet. And you want to talk about people over the moon. Like in every little protocol when the, you know, every step in the process, okay, we're unhooking the rover from, I don't know the technical jargon, but there were applause at every step of the way. Oh, it's working. And when it finally landed on Mars, it's this incredible thing where, like, the actual craft, you know, the rover disconnects from it with a tether and it starts to float down. Really, really cool
stuff.
That
sounds cool.
And you can see it in high definition.
Mm-hmm.
It's separating all this stuff. To see how over the moon, or, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
These folks were there. I mean, and a lot of them were very young. And to see that accomplishment, like we're really pulling something off, we might very well figure out was there life on Mars? The particular crater they landed in, mm-hmm. they can tell used to be a massive lake. Yeah, as an entry exit point where you could see the flow of the water, which would have made it ripe for life, microbes. And so they're going to see if they can find any microbial residue fossilization. They're going to start taking samples. Now, I believe the samples don't come back immediately with the rover, though. It, like, collects the samples and leaves them on a particular spot that's then collected later, to be collected later.
So we're already making a mess, spreading garbage.
Really cool stuff. But then another cool thing is they put microphones up there. We'll get to that after another break. But,
I so wish we would have heard something on the microphone, like, you know, just a voice or just something that can't be explained away. The wind can be explained away.
Right.
I want something exciting.
Well, what do you know? The wind sounds like the wind. But the presentation of that is, it's like, we got microphones up there, we got HD cameras, and if you watch, like, all these photos coming in, I mean, they're doing legitimate science.
Oh, yeah.
We want samples, we've landed and picked the spot, all the stuff I just said. But there's part of you that's watching these cameras, these incredible images of Mars, and it's more than just red. There's all these different variations in hues. And you're just sitting there wondering, am I going to see like something scurry across the screen?
I really want to. I'm dying to see something that you can't explain, just like a puff cloud a little bit further away, you know, just. And I guess that's just.
I'm just wondering how many stoners are sitting there on their unemployment checks watching that all day.
Oh, there's a lot of them. I'm sure there's a lot of them. And they're on the phone with each other.
Let me go blast a burrito and then let's keep watching. I'm just watching Mars, man. That's what
Get
I'm doing today.
Pockets.
Watching Mars. Though, as I'm watching the control room and all these folks over the moon on their accomplishment and the promise of getting this new, the engineering task, everything to it was truly incredible. The problem with this country and the new religion running it is there were folks probably watching that going, well, that room isn't diverse enough.
Oh, I'm sure of that, Joey. I'm sure of that.
That's the problem. Because the room was plenty diverse, by the way. But that question is besides the point of a great accomplishment. It's these cynical theories. These power-hungry collectivists. It'll be the ruin of us.
Mm-hmm.
More news and views when we come back after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Why do we choose Chappie's Deli? Great customer service and JT Pays.
And of course, the delicious food, Leanne, and a huge menu full of my favorites. Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty remarkable forecast for the next few days. Today, sunshine, very spring-like. High temperature in the lower 70s. Clear skies, not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues. We'll be in the middle 70s for a high temperature with sunshine. I think we'll be near 70 Thursday with clouds increasing. Risk of shower Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But the spring-like warmth will continue. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's time for your Mars rover Perseverance update. Now, this was quite a presentation yesterday by NASA.
Oh, yeah.
They sent a microphone up on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Listen in to the presentation.
I invite you now to, if you would like to, close your eyes and just imagine yourself sitting on the surface of Mars. And
actually, if you're driving, don't take his advice, but go on.
Think to the surroundings. If I could have the first one, please.
Oh. Oh, my. That's, listen to his reaction.
So that gentle whirl that happens in the background, that is a noise made by the rover.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, what you did hear 10 seconds in was an actual wind gust on the surface of Mars, picked up by the microphone and sent back to us here on Earth. The analysis indicates that was around a 5 meter per second type of wind gust.
Mm-hmm.
So we can sit here now and actually tell you that we have recorded sound from the surface of Mars. So we have a second one, which basically further reduced the noise of the rover so you can just hear what the wind would sound like on Mars. And once again, I invite you to sit back and have a listen to what it would sound like to be on Mars.
Unless you're driving. Wait for it. Oh, there it is.
Sounds kind of breezy.
Cool. It's really neat. Overwhelming, if you will.
It is cool. It is amazing. But when you hear the sound, it's like, it sounds like the wind.
hitting a microphone. Sounds like we hear that every day with somebody driving in, like calling us.
Getting ready to tell somebody, roll your window up.
Yeah, it's just $2.7 billion. Hopefully they get better sounds than that. It is cool they finally sent microphones. Red Top, welcome.
Hey, Red Top.
Yes, why don't we send NASA over to your studio so we can hear what the hell's going on while we're on hold? I didn't hear any wind. But it's fantastic.
It was fantastic there. You just have to have the ears to hear it.
The equipment you have just has to broadcast it to me while I'm on hold. But one thing you left out is there's also a device on there to generate oxygen.
Yes.
And see if they can draw it from carbon dioxide. Now, a 15 meter per hour wind is pretty puffy, guys. It's about 22 miles an hour. That's a good size wind.
The air, you can't compare it to here because the air up there is so much less. It doesn't have as much density.
No, but it has density. And they have powerful dust storms.
I just watched the thing on the helicopter they put on board this thing. And they said, actually, they had to design a very careful chopper because it's so less dense. And they said often the storms you see in these movies is not how it is. I mean, there's some density, but it is nothing like Earth.
Oh, no, it's nothing like the dust devils in Scottsdale, Arizona, because I live there. And it's like being hit by sand. Sandblasted.
I just think it'd be great. I'd love for Rover to be there when one of those storms come by or, come up in view. I think it would be awesome to be able to see that.
It's been shown on many of the other rovers for years and years. So all you got to do is go pull up Spirit and Opportunity. All these guys, they've had live footage of these storms.
But not in 4K.
Yeah. But it's fantastic. And there is not a more diverse agency of the U.S. government than NASA. It's amazing. And whenever you're looking at that control room, it's three generations of rocket scientists in there. And Huntsville is really stuffed with multiple generations because they've been ready to go back to the moon since Spiro Agnew forgot the moon was there because he was in charge of the moon program. So we're just getting warmed up, guys. You know, the Chinese are floating around. They're not going to send their rover down for 4 to 6 months. And by that time, this rover will be halfway to the edge of the crater, which is that crater lake is 3.5 billion years old. So, folks have a lot of water in it. I do believe old Lewis down at the Castle Oyster Bar going to be serving some red Martians for too long, don't y'all think?
Yeah, absolutely. Is there any way we could set up Congress on Mars?
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, please.
That'd be nice.
What was the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where they had the prison colony on Mars?
Total Recall?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. And I think that's a great place to send Congress, just to send them up to Recall.
Well, appreciate it, Red Top.
Hey, take it easy, Red Top.
272-9228, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. Physical Prattville, FYZICAL Prattville, Physical Prattville, located at 2092 Fairview Avenue in Prattville, Alabama, right off the I-65 exit there. And, well, Don Sexton is the physical therapist, Nancy Alexander, the assistant physical therapist, and they specialize in getting you your balance back. We often take our balance for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And, it could be an accident you had that, hurt your knee or your ankle. Or maybe you had a stroke, unfortunately, that, made you favor one side of your body. You need to relearn. Or sometimes strokes can take out peripheral vision, and that can actually affect your balance. And balance is affected by either an inner ear problem, vision problem, or problems with your stability with your knee and ankle. And they have state-of-the-art methods to get you your balance back, to train you up to where you can walk around, be confident that you can get to where you need to go. They have track systems with harnesses so you can really test out without worrying about falling. They have virtual reality testing and games that serve as physical therapy to work certain things that might be troubling you. And right now at Physical Prattville, they're giving you a free, yes, free balance test. But you got to call Don and Nancy and say, hey, Joey from News and Views sent me. Give them a call at 595-9990. Ask about that free balance test. Folks, it is worth it. I learned so much there. And I've known a few folks in my life who, you know, just kind of put it off. They live with it. They're just leaning in one direction or the other, or their knees are giving them hell. But if you can take care of it and get back that confidence, not have to worry about these issues, why not take advantage of it there at Physical Prattville today? Great new sponsor of the program. Y'all check them out. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
It's just, it's cool. It's really neat. Overwhelming, if you will. I can't remember what I was going to go and say next.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances, you know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth. Or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today. 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Let's very quickly go to the phones and talk to Citizen Jane. How are you, ma'am?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. I wanted to see if I could change the subject and report on a situation that I encountered this morning with our Montgomery County Public Schools. Mm-hmm. I know that we just passed a tax resolution to give the school system more money without any requirement for accountability for how they're spending their current money.
Correct.
And I just encountered a situation